Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, in pursuit of its smart nation vision, the Singapore government has implemented a range of policy measures to develop digital skills and literacy, including introducing programs to teach basic digital skills so that no one's left behind. To help the different sectors adapt, Skills Future Singapore has put in place skills frameworks for 34 industry sectors, which maps out relevant emerging skills for different job roles. Companies and individuals can take reference from the skills frameworks to map out changes to the job roles that are impacted by the adoption of new technology and develop reskilling and upskilling plans for their employees. Dr. Michael Fung is Deputy Chief Executive Industry of Skills Future Singapore. He'll be speaking at the AI Summit at Techcelerate Asia, a part of Connect Tech Asia, on Singapore's talent strategy in developing a robust AI workforce. And he joins us today. Dr. Fung, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Howie.
We're hearing a lot about these challenges, but there are opportunities as well, I suppose, in current times to build that stronger digital collaboration across Asia in order to get that robust AI workforce. Talk to us about that.
Yes, this is an important area, and SkillsFuture Singapore, we have been working with our training providers to partner with regional governments and industry to extend our skilling efforts to other countries. Our belief is that such collaborative efforts will not only help to strengthen the Asian talent pool, but will also contribute towards strengthening Singapore's training industry and skills ecosystem. Some of the opportunities that we've seen include exporting of our continuing education training frameworks, courses, certification systems, and education technologies to other countries. There is strong demand for Singapore's brand of education and training, and we will facilitate efforts to address the demand through government linkages and industry partnerships. For instance, we have established skills partnerships with the Philippines, India, and South Korea. We also introduced the iTalent Solutions Map and the iSkills Talent Development Program in 2019 to help local SMEs in their internationalization efforts. Beyond export, there are opportunities to reflect and to learn from the practices of other countries, and this will help to further strengthen our local ecosystem.
Why do you think it's necessary, though, collaboration, Dr. Fung?
Well, collaborations are key, because in the space of continuing education training, government alone cannot be the sole provider. So we need to see collaborations between private and public sectors in developing services, infrastructure, fostering economic development, and so on. And in most cases, success in large-scale national efforts requires strong multi-stakeholder involvement across a range of entities.
You can't really learn in a bubble, right?
No, you can't. Mm. And in many of these new areas like AI and digital technologies, industry is actually at the forefront of innovating new practices, new methods, new ways of doing things. And this is where government needs to partner closely with the private sector to be able to transmit such skills to the larger workforce.
Dr. Fung, which sector do you think has progressed the most in the past 5-10 years in terms of the upskilling, the digitalization, and the getting stronger in AI skills, etc., to build that strong AI workforce?
Now, what we've seen in the last 5-10 years is rapid and large-scale impact of digitalization, and it impacts almost every industry sector that we know of. So I will pick up some of these sectors. For example, finance. I think finance has been adopting technology in a rapid pace. Things like blockchain, financial technologies, fintech, using online banking, chatbots, etc. to improve customer service. But also in sectors like manufacturing, we've seen the use of industrial Internet of Things, use of digital twins to promote advanced manufacturing techniques. Closer to day-to-day living, areas like land transportation, we've seen the growth of ride-sharing in retail, in e-commerce. Right. So these are sectors that I think we've seen quite a bit of take-up. But even traditional sectors like the legal sector, the accounting profession, they are looking to adopt technology to transform the way businesses are done.
Are there some sectors, though, Dr. Fung, that are sort of lagging? Maybe they're facing greater challenges to adopt AI in their fields.
There are indeed some sectors that are a little bit behind. But I think with the COVID pandemic, what we are seeing that is that the traditional sectors are greatly impacted as well. And there's impetus to transform. So, for example, in the area of tourism and travel, we've clearly seen great impact because of COVID. Mm. And as a result, hotels, tour agents, tour companies now have to find new ways of delivering services to customers. In areas like food services, we've seen the growth of delivery services because of circuit breaker, because of COVID. And in an area like events management, we're seeing a growth in digital events, in digital production techniques, and so on. So I think the biggest challenge to these sectors is to overcome the mindset, overcome the complacency that the sector is still doing well, because COVID really has changed all that.
We're speaking with Dr. Michael Fung, who is Deputy Chief Executive Industry of Skills Future Singapore. That's rough, though, changing mindsets, isn't it? Sure, the COVID-19 pandemic hit really hard, and sometimes necessity has forced people to do things. It's been challenging for a lot of people. Talk to us about then Skills Future Singapore's role in driving, say, collaboration between the private and public sectors to help each other out, so to speak.
So in the area of technology and AI, we've been working over the last few years to introduce a range of skills frameworks for 34 industry sectors. And we map out the emerging skills in each of these sectors, in particular how digital and AI skills affect different job roles. We've been also aggregating multiple data sources, including global data sources, and using big data techniques to distill job skills insights. And this helps us to identify what some of the latest trends and the skills that are needed for jobs that are emerging on the horizon. So companies and individuals can take reference from these skills frameworks and job skills insights to develop their reskilling and upskilling plans for their employees. So these are some efforts where we are putting in place to help companies and workforce to adjust to the new skills and new jobs that are coming up.
So the shift in mindset, again, is the most important thing, right? Before they're able to, say, embrace change and lifelong learning. That's a critical success factor to nurture among the workforce and citizens, isn't it?
Indeed so. I think for individuals, the key is to have a mindset that embraces change and to pursue lifelong learning as part of navigating the change. Now, having the right mindset helps the workforce, our workforce, to be able to navigate these changes, increase their resilience in the face of technological advancements, globalization, and economic disruptions, like the one we're seeing with COVID. Individuals need to be open towards learning new technologies, be able to handle ambiguity, and to be able to complement technical skills training with soft skills such as problem solving, critical thinking, and so on. I think what we hope is that individuals will see lifelong learning as an investment that they are motivated to pursue, and they need to take ownership of their own learning journey. Now, we have put in place various initiatives and resources to encourage and support individuals of different learning needs, such as My Skills Future Portal, Skills Future Credit, Skills Future Advice, and Skills Training Advisory Service. Now, for companies will have to embrace a mindset for transformation and to be able to invest in technology and digitalization as part of the transformation. But most importantly, they would have to invest in talent development as well to see their employees as a critical part of their business transformation.
Personally, yes. Dr. Fung, I've got to tell you, it's difficult. Say, for example, me, I'm at the mid-career type situation or place. When I went to school, it was trips to the library to research. There was no Google and internet to search for things. So it's challenging sometimes also to figure out, what I should be learning. And anecdotally, we've heard, the Skills Future Portal has so much stuff. I'm having problems navigating.
Indeed, it's embracing change and figuring out what's the change journey is indeed challenging. And we acknowledge and we know that that's a challenge for many individuals and different companies. And so there we are working with various trade bodies, with the unions, and also working through technology platforms like MySkills Future Portal to be able to provide advice to different groups of individuals who are looking to upskill themselves. And we hope to be able to improve on these services in the years to come so that we can provide customized advisory to different groups of people looking for different skills needs.
Again, that collaboration is so important because as an individual, sometimes you don't know what you don't know. So how do I know what to go learn?
Absolutely. And here's where we really have to work very closely with, like I said, trade bodies, with employers, and also with various community groups to be able to reach out to these individuals in an effective manner.
Are you seeing mindsets change already, Dr. Fung? I mean, what more could be done maybe to get people more prepared for change being the constant? I know it's cliched.
So interestingly, the COVID pandemic has actually been a great help in terms of engendering mindset change in a very unfortunate way.
Harsh and also very
harsh
quick.
Harsh and unfortunate way,
yes.
Indeed. Yes, because there's now a need. And as the saying goes, necessity is the mother of all innovation. Mm. And I think necessity is the mother of mindset change as well. And so we're seeing companies step forward, including small, medium enterprises, because right now the survival is at stake. We see individuals step forward because now the jobs and livelihood are at stake. While it's not the most ideal situation to be encouraging people to go for upskilling and reskilling, but there's such a great need now that we're seeing that mindset shift. And our hope is that the mindset shift stays even when we recover and we go back to a new normal where things are more pleasant. Because this whole experience of going through disruption and being able to successfully navigate disruption through pursuing skills upgrading, transforming businesses, building new capabilities, we hope that mindset will stay for the long term.
Dr. Fung, we also understand you're speaking at the Techcelerate Asia Summit. What can we expect from your session?
Well, I'll be sharing about the driving forces and disruptions that we've faced in the last 5 to 10 years and what the implications are on jobs and skills for various industry sectors. And then I will also share about Singapore's strategies to help companies and individuals navigate these disruptions using SkillsFuture Movement as a case study. Some specific programs that we use to support acquisition of digitalization capabilities and AI skills will also be highlighted. And I'll also emphasize on the importance of multi-stakeholder collaboration to be able to be successful in this journey. And I hope that the key takeaway for attendees of my session would be that as companies transform and sharpen their competitive edge during this time of disruption, that they will continue to invest in skills development of their employees. And this is really the time for enterprises to build up capabilities to support their transformation, digitalize their business processes, capture emerging opportunities, as well as to build new workforce skills to respond to these challenges. And workers and individuals would also need to embrace change and lifelong learning to be able to stay employable and resilient. And these are the critical foundation blocks for our economy and society to confidently navigate disruptions and to emerge stronger in the new normal.
Dr. Fung, what was the last thing you learned outside of what you do on a daily basis?
I will share with you a lifelong journey, learning journey of my own, which I'm not using a SkillsFuture credit, but I use other resources. So in the middle of, in 2015, I've decided to pursue an advanced degree, which is a doctorate degree. And it was difficult because I was holding a full-time job. I have three young, vibrant, lovely kids, and I was working overseas. So there were quite a number of changes in my life or needs in my life that would have easily stopped me from pursuing lifelong learning. But I decided to do it anyway because I was passionate about education and what motivates people to learn. So by working and doing a full-time program on a concurrent basis, I had to cut my sleep. I had to maximize my time, do my reading whenever I could, write my papers, and I survived. And I'm glad I did that because I think that has really helped to deepen my ability to think critically and to be able to contribute to the science of learning.
What's the biggest tip you can give somebody, working adults such as myself, who want to, say, pursue more things and learn new things as we should, to try and manage that time? The excuse is always, yeah, Dr. Fung, I have no time, I can't.
Absolutely. So there are so many things that compete for our time on a daily basis. But if it's something that's important to you and you're motivated to do it, you'll make time for it. So I think the single most important thing that I found through my own journey is to manage your time well. And I was not prepared to sacrifice my job, not prepared to sacrifice my family. I sacrificed some sleep. I sacrificed lull moments that I could do other things to be able to focus on a pursuit like this. So for all those individuals out there who are trying to find that motivation and the way to do this, I think it's really about managing your time well and to allocate a sufficient amount of attention to ongoing learning throughout your life.
Dr. Fung, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Howie.
Dr. Michael Fung is Deputy Chief Executive Industry of SkillsFuture Singapore. This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.